The LIR's four main labor unions were threatening to strike in March unless the MTA agreed to a 2.5% wage increase. The MTA balked, saying they would agree to raises only if the union agreed to work rule changes that would reduce overtime and pension costs. This the union didn't like. To settle the impasse and avoid a strike, 12 regional congressmen penned a letter urging the MTA to return to arbitration. The MTA has agreed, and arbitration rules prohibit the union from striking until July 20th. This would be the second go at arbitration. The first round largely favored the unions, granting raises and no work rule changes. But MTA spokesman Adam Lisberg says the Transit Authority is optimistic about future negotiations.
We're going to go in there and continue presenting our case as we've presented all along. We're going to discuss what we've been discussing about our financial plan all along. It's no secret. It's never been a secret. And we're going to fully participate in the process. And if it's able to help us resolve these issues without any kind of disruption, then we're very glad to be able to do it.
The vast majority of LIRR employees have been working without a contract for nearly 4 years. Union leaders say they are equally optimistic about the future talks, but criticize the MTA for taking so long to agree to them. Charles Lane, WSHU News.